Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics about the sources, the drivers of the anti-Semitism practiced by 19 and 20-year-olds marching around with colorful T-shirts and proclaiming hateful remarks that are based upon some version of the world that says Hamas are not gangsters, they're not cutthroats. Now we come to what's on campus that makes this possible. Peter, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office in Harvard University. This is a fact that one of the responses from the administration after the complaints of alumni and many voices over these last weeks is to turn over anti-Semitism worries to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. When I read that, I thought, this is odd. This is a strange programmatic response to what apparently is a demonstration of violence on the campus of Harvard University. But having read your essay, I realize now that the administration is sending the chicken into the fox coop.
Yes. Yes, the Israelis joke, chickens for KFC, they're urging. So, yes, diversity, equity, and inclusion, in a way, is like multiculturalism. It's nice sounding words disguise what it really favors. The diversity, equity, and inclusion movement is against diversity. It favors sameness. It is against inclusion. It is in favor of excluding all those who disagree with hard left-wing views. It's not about equity, or at least in the sense of giving things to people without discriminating against them on the basis of race, ethnicity, or sex. To the contrary, it is about allocating society's goods and imposing punishments based upon skin color and sex. Look, you do not need the president of Harvard University, who is an expert, by the way, on DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, did not need to create a task force. All she needed to say is this: there shall be no harassment of Jews on campus. There shall be no threats to Jews on campus. There shall be no incitement to violence against Jews on campus. Period. None of this will be tolerated. That's what you need to know. Now, there's a lot more reform of the university in order to produce students who have historical knowledge or are capable of making complex judgments or capable of seeing the complexity of political affairs. But all you need is that stern instruction and the willingness to enforce it.
Peter, right now, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Offices, I believe, are in every major university across the country. And they're well-funded and they're hiring all the time. Are they a source of disorder? Or are they used by those who would disorder? I can't tell if there's a distinction there. Are they unaware of how they're being used to divide people?
That is difficult for me to say. I should throw in parentheses that the federal bureaucracy has also adopted the ideology of diversity and equity inclusion, and all the major executive branch departments also have big DEI offices. I can tell you this, that the effect for sure is to divide and conquer, because once again, instead of encouraging the students, our students and our faculty, to in the first place understand one another in terms of individual character and our shared humanity, the message of diversity, equity, inclusion is, in the first place, understand everybody as a member in a particular race or a member of a particular ethnicity or sex. Understand, therefore, that that person must have particular habits, opinions, and sensibilities. Most importantly, understand the grievances that that person naturally brings to life at this college. And finally, you must submit your own desires, your own ambitions, to ensuring that those who belong to historically discriminated against groups prosper on campus. In practice, that tells everybody, discriminate on the basis of race.
Peter Berkowitz for the Hoover Institution, writing a very helpful analysis of what is driving the anti-Semitism among our youth. The young people who are the future of the United States, they're normalizing anti-Semitism. And why? Where does it come from? The word multicultural, consider how you've heard it these many years. It doesn't mean that. Not on campus. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.